This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 23rd, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-29, Hawaiian Airlines. Is Mr. Jacobs here? Hi there. Thank you for joining us today. We have a presentation from the Office of General Counsel, Mr. Tony Buckley.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Agenda documents 12-61 and 12-61-A contain draft advisory opinions that respond to requests submitted on behalf of Hawaiian Airlines Incorporated. Hawaiian provides inter-island flights and nonstop service between Hawaii and the U.S. mainland, Australia, and Asia. Its operations are closely linked to other members of the travel and tourism industry in Hawaii, such as hotels, restaurants, tour operators, and their vendors. Hawaiian Airlines Incorporated Political Action Committee is a separate segregated fund of Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian intends to organize events that individually will feature both the general election candidates for the 2012 election to the U.S. Senate from Hawaii. The events will include breakfast followed by a discussion. Hawaiian plans to invite members of its restricted class and leaders in the Hawaii travel and tourism industry to the events. Draft A, contained in Agenda Document 12-61, concludes that Hawaiian may not conduct its events as described. Draft A determines that doing so would provide things of value to the candidates, which would be illegal corporate contributions, and that the presence of the members of Hawaii's travel and tourism industry take the events outside of any of the exceptions at 11 CFR 114.3 or 114.4. Draft B, contained in Agenda Document 12-61-A, concludes that Hawaiian may conduct its events. Draft B determines that because the members of Hawaii's travel and tourism industry would be participating in the event, they would fall within the exception to the ban on corporate contributions at 11 CFR 114.3C2 Romanet 1. The Commission received no comments on the request and one comment on the drafts. I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Any questions this morning for Mr. Jacobs this afternoon? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question of Mr. Jacobs. Some of the drafts got out rather late yesterday, which gave you limited time in order to comment on them, and you did give us an appreciate getting those comments to us under the wire. I imagine they may not have been as expansive as maybe as you wanted to. I've only had limited opportunity to really parse through them, and so I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of explain whatever questions or concerns you have regarding the competing drafts that were put out on Blue yesterday.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. I think Draft A decides that the events would not include participation by those outside of Hawaiian's restricted class, by the other executives from the travel and tourism industry. The events are designed to be an interactive forum. It's a small group. It's 20 to 30 people. They're business executives. They're not being invited to come hear the candidates just speak. This is a situation where they are being that the events are designed to really elicit discussion between the candidates on tourism and other issues. That's not limited to just a discussion about the tourism industry. I think the idea that they are not participating stretches, or at least it minimizes that regulation and the exception there, to something that does not seem to be contemplated when you look at the rulemaking history. The advisory opinion that was cited in as a comparison involved a 1,000-person conference where the candidates were going to speak, and there was not going to be an opportunity to discuss or ask any questions of the candidates. I think that there's a 1,000-participant conference over here and a 20 to 30-person roundtable discussion on our side here, there's a line somewhere in between. I don't think the commission has to necessarily define exactly that line today, but certainly we believe that our situation is much more participatory under the regulation than perhaps the 1,000-person conference, and that it would be a fairly simple, I think, decision to say that this is participation. There's going to be a give and take and a two-way discussion here. It's not simply the candidate giving a speech. It would provide a lot of clarity to organizations that would like to be able to have events like this, quite frankly. Thank you.
So this really, I mean, the traditional event we often think about in terms of speaker and, you know, active speaker, passive audience. And this, according to your representation, is where you will have candidates there, but they're one of how many you have, you know, 20, 30, 40, all kind of on equal footing, so to speak. One's not intended to kind of be the dominating voice, and the others are just supposed to sit back and listen. You imagine a dynamic exchange with everybody basically on equal footing.
That's right. These are high-level executives in Hawaii in the travel and tourism industry. They're all, as I understand it, fairly equal executives, you know, various companies. The idea would not be for one person to sort of lead the discussion, but really they're going to be around a table, so a breakfast table. They're going to be interacting with the candidate equally. Perhaps one person may not ask as many questions as others, but they're certainly the intention of inviting these folks is that they're all going to actively be engaged in the discussion.
Okay. And also in your comments, you mentioned when you gave the request, you focused more on 14.4. But as I read your comments, the language in 114.3 is equally applicable in terms of they also have an exception for participants, but that you had a particular, because of the particular details of the event that you were planning, you couch this under 114.4 instead.
That's right. There's a lot of overlap, I think, between the two regulations. There's also some differences. And the event that Hawaiian plans would be with Hawaiian's restricted class employees, but the two events, when you look at sort of what the factors are that are present between 0.4 and 0.3, we suggested 0.3 would work, but either works because they're restricted class only personnel here, except for the other folks who are attending from the other companies.
Okay. And just to the extent that you'd like to offer, do you see anything in what the commission has said before in its advisory opinion process that would foreclose what you're planning on doing here today?
No, I don't think so. As I said, the advisory opinion that was the focus of Draft A was a far different event than what we have planned, and so I don't see that it would be controlling the facts or materially different.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess we just disagree on what was within the contemplation of the regulation and what participation was intended to mean. Those of us who will be supporting Draft A think it actually did mean something, you know, being on the program, being having a more elevated role than what I hear described. I'm not saying this is a terrible idea. I'd be open to looking at the regulations and seeing we could modify them to allow for events like this. I mean, it's not I think the regulation anticipated that there would be mostly restricted class people and then maybe a couple of others who might be providing information to them. And here, in fact, as I understand the request, more people would be outside the restricted class than inside the restricted class. It's a different animal, I think, than what was contemplated. And, you know, it's not, as I said, I don't have any objection to our taking another look at these regulations, but I don't personally think that what you describe is covered, is permitted under our regulations. So I'll be supporting Draft A.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a quick question for those who are supporting Draft A. It deals with Advisory Opinion 1999-2, Primera Blue Cross. On page 5, you do cite to it for the proposition that invitations extended to multiple candidates for the same office or invitations extended to candidates qua candidates established at the event plan is, in fact, in connection with the federal election. But I went back and looked at that. That was a 114.4 analysis in that advisory opinion where the commission ultimately said that the corporation could foot the costs. This was extended beyond the restricted class And in fact, if anything, the events themselves were much more candidate-centered. These were considered candidate forums. They were restricted in their ability to engage in express advocacy, to engage in any sort of campaign-related speech. It couldn't solicit. But the commission ultimately said that, yeah, the corporation could foot the bill for both the event and an associated lunch, which would involve the candidates. And I was just – I didn't dive into the details in excruciating detail, but when I read that, I was wondering if there was some distinction you saw between the facts as presented by Hawaiian as that made that not as applicable in this particular case, that particular AO. And I apologize that I haven't brought this before. This was something that I basically caught in the gap between our earlier hearing and this meeting.
So, Madam Vice Chair,
it's been a busy day.
I'm not looking to Springer. I just had that question.
It's been a busy day. You know, we cite that AO for the quoted proposition. You know, is it different in some ways? Yes. But does that make a difference to our answer? Ultimately, no. But like I said, I'm willing to reconsider in the rulemaking context.
Any other questions or comments? Are there any motions? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move approval of agenda document number 12-61-A, which is otherwise known as Draft B, with respect to Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-29.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion fails 3-3. Any other motions? Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of Draft A, which is set forth in agenda document number 12-61.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion also fails 3-3. So the Office of General Counsel will send a letter to Hawaiian Airlines noting that there weren't four votes for either of the drafts. Mr. Jacobs, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.